This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we're here at Site Village Wales 2025 in Cardiff. I'm delighted to be joined by Paul Hopkins from Queen Alexandra Charity. Paul, welcome back. Croeso nôl I Gaerdydd.
Ashamai?
Oh, gwych. Diolch yn fawr iawn, na ti?
That's about all I can do. So, croeso to you, and thanks for coming and supporting us as usual. So, I know that surprised you maybe, that I know a tiny smattering of Welsh words. Great. Thank you.
Well, tell us, what can people expect from Site Village Wales this year?
I think Site Village Wales, well, we're back is after 2 years, so we come every 2 years. I'm expecting, most importantly, the thing that we always hope for, which is that people come here, find out what the latest and greatest is around technology, new innovations, but also traditional sort of services and products that just need to be updated on. So I've just seen people from the health service in Wales. It's really good to have them along, for example, because people don't always know what they can get around appointments and alt formats and that kind of thing. You can hear already it's starting to rev up a little bit and get a little busier. So we're hoping lots of people come and connect with each other and just chill out. I think that's the space we try to create, really, a place where people can come and connect, chill out, find each other, and especially recognising that Wales has lots of more remote areas where vision impaired people do find it harder to connect. So this is our little kind of offer to you guys to help ensure that people can have that biannual connection, I suppose. Of course, there are other things too, but this is a really great way of pulling people into one place, I think.
And you mentioned it's been 2 years since the last event. What are some of the products and services that are here today that maybe people wouldn't have been able to get hands-on with and find out about 2 years ago?
I mean, talking the very broadest sense, I would imagine that things like AI is kind of creeping into a lot of what we've got. So certainly in terms of software now, and some offerings around mobility devices, a lot of them are utilising and implementing artificial intelligence into their offer. That would be one thing I think would be noticeable. I won't be too specific about information and things because I think that it's important to people to come and find out at Site Villages for themselves. But I think, as I said, a broad comment that artificial intelligence is one of the biggest things that's going to really change and enhance, hopefully, what we get and access to the world around us, really. That's been my biggest thing I've noticed.
And it's a big year ahead for QAC. You've got an awful lot of Site Village events coming up. Cardiff is just the first.
Yes. Honoured to be in Cardiff as the first port of call. And then we've got the next one will be Site Village in Scotland again. So returning to Scotland and Glasgow in May. And then we've got Site Village Central, which is in Birmingham for 2 days. And then there'll be Site Village North East and North West, which will be Leeds and Blackpool, and of course then London in November, which is going back to a 2 day event. So hooray, we're very excited about that. And we just love coming out and bringing our offer to people that wouldn't otherwise be able to get to it, not be able to travel the distances required. So it's why we're delighted to come out and be a conduit for everyone to get together, really.
And it makes a massive difference, doesn't it, getting the chance to actually come and be hands-on and getting to grips with a product that you may have heard about online and read all about, but getting hands-on with it makes a big difference.
Yeah, it is. It does. And again, I mean, that is a huge part of it, but also the people just buy a table and commit to us for the season or even part of the season is so important for us all, really. And I must admit, I've said this a lot with you guys and elsewhere, that I'm very heart-centered around Site Village. It's something that I've always been involved in, both as a punter and as a member of staff in my own work role. And so Site Village has always been very close to my heart. And it does what it says on the tin. And it's, again, all about people, as you said, getting to see all the latest and greatest, the traditional things that they might need. You know, you literally can go through the whole plethora of what the VI community is made up of. And most importantly, it's people, I think, all in one place.
Paul Hopkins, enjoy the rest of today. Enjoy the rest of Site Village.
And again, thank you to you, Hal, in particular, and RNIB for their continued support of us and promoting and being available to us. It's very much appreciated.
dim problem. Diolch yn fawr iawn, Paul.